I'm Haley Taylor, and you're listening to The Rough Draft Diaries. This week on The Rough Draft Diaries, we're meeting a woman who has been recognized as one of the top 100 female advisors in the United States. She travels all around the world, meeting her clients. She's fluent in three languages, but she's a Toledo native. This week, you'll meet Rita Mansour.
My name is Rita Mansour, and I work at McDonald Partners. I'm in the wealth management business. I've been doing it for about 30 years now. The basis of our business is helping people succeed financially, looking at both sides of the balance sheet, so helping them not just invest their money, but plan for the future and determine, you know, how they want their future to look. And in fact, after they're gone, what do they want to have happen?
So McDonald Partners create investment plans for individuals with varying goals and needs. A client could be looking at a retirement plan, creating a new business, or simply wanting to become more independent with their own finances. And that word is going to come up a lot in this episode of The Rough Draft Diaries, independence. It's played a prominent role in shaping Rita's motivation, specifically her choice to study business in the first place.
Well, it was sort of like process of elimination. I actually started in pre-med in college and decided I didn't really want to do that, which was disappointing to my father because he's a retired physician. But I wanted to be more involved in the business world because so many things in the business world affect our daily life. I wanted to be able to help people. I wanted to be self-sufficient and secure. And so from that standpoint, I figured I could secure myself a lot better. And then also have the freedom to give back and have my own time to do those things.
It may sound fairly straightforward, but in actuality, Rita didn't have a game plan set in stone after she graduated from the University of Toledo. Instead, she had this picture in her mind, an image of what she wanted her life to look like after college. She even had trouble describing this picture to me now, all these years later.
The picture was never quite clear, I guess, but what I wanted to do was be independent. And I'm a woman of two Muslim parents that are religious. And so, you know, with that, in our world here, everybody thinks that women are held down. It's absolutely not the truth. My parents made sure that we were all very educated and could take care of ourselves. So it definitely was to be independent. It was definitely to make enough money that I could do whatever I wanted to do, not selfishly for myself, but for whomever I wanted to do it and share it. And it also meant making the world a better place. I've always had that in me.
Rita mentioned this multiple times, her belief that giving back to your own community is an important responsibility. And she leads by example. She's involved in many organizations. She serves as the board member of the Arts Commission of Toledo, the Toledo Foundation, and Lourdes University, to name a few. And I wondered where this motivation came from, to not only be a successful businesswoman within the city, but to also be a prominent member of the community. And Rita seemed to know the answer right away.
It stems from my parents who came here and had to find their way. And they made their opportunities happen. And, you know, at an early age, I watched my mom, you know, knocking door to door for March of Dimes. And so I kind of learned it that way. Sorry. I think primarily because my father grew up very poor. My mother originally didn't grow up poor, but then ended up with nothing because she was a refugee. And so to see how they've transitioned and are able to give back, not just here in their own community, but back home, it always stuck with me as one of their children that, you know, it's really important to help those that can't help themselves. And not just by handing things out to them, but by giving them the tools they need to succeed. My mom would just beam from helping people. And so I got getting a lot out of it when I was younger.
So Rita's humanitarian spirit was cultivated at a very young age. But she mentioned it's never too late to start to discover your own community and how you can play an active participant within it.
Really important that you have the ability to ask other people for help and advice and to listen to their stories, because I will tell you, I've learned more about people and how to solve problems from understanding other people's stories, not looking at their balance sheet. Because their mistakes or their successes brought something about them that brought them to me, which means they've been able to be successful, usually. And for me to learn that and continue to learn it day in and day out is a true gift. But it's from asking the questions.
And as Rita is a longtime native Toledoan, she believes that there are still many questions to be asked for our community here in Northwest Ohio.
And believe me, there's so much work to do in this community that we need more hands on deck, and we need younger thinkers and people that want to approach things differently. And it's not all about money. You know, it could be your time. It could be, again, your thinking. You know, you could be a different thinker than the other person around the table. And that, you know, goes into the whole community there. So everybody gets stronger from it.
That just about wraps up this episode of the Rough Draft Diaries. But first, we need Rita's connections for the next episode.
First one is Robin LaValle. The second one is my brother, Fareed. And the third one is Tariq Ismail, who lives in New York.
You'll have to tune in to find out who I pick. But for now, I'm Haley Taylor. And thanks for listening to this episode of the Rough Draft Diaries.